Green Willow Books, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers and Harper Audio, present Plum to the Rescue by Matt Phelan, performed by Maxwell Glick. For Nora. Chapter 1. The Pitter-Patter of Tiny Talons. Ah, springtime! Is there any finer season? And spring is at its very finest at the Athensville Zoo. On this particular Saturday, the air was sweet, the flower beds were in bloom, and everyone had two words on their minds. Zoo babies! Yes, the zoo was full of new young animals. Three lion cubs, a baby gorilla, a giraffe calf, two snow leopard cubs, a wee little aardvark, and
pea chicks!
Hampstead, head peacock at the Athensville Zoo, stood addressing most of the flock at the mandatory morning meeting.
Where are the pea chicks?
Hampstead said.
Who is looking after them?
A jaunty chirp rang through the air. Plum, the peppy purple peacock, marched around the great tree, followed by five skipping pea chicks.
Tootle-pip, my friends,
Plum called to the gathered flock.
Peep, 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 peep,
said four of the pea chicks.
Pip,
said the fifth and smallest chick.
Very good,
Plum said to the little chick.
Plum,
said Hampstead.
The chicks must learn that attendance at the morning meeting is mandatory.
Of course, said Plum. We just took the long way around.
Why did you do that?
Demanded Hampstead.
Because it's more fun, said Plum. I'm Fun Plum. That rhymes, sort of.
Beep, 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 beep,
said the pea chicks. You certainly are fun, said Judy, the chick's mother. They adore you.
Especially the little one, added Bill, the father. All she says now is Pip. In fact, we decided to name her Pip.
Perfect, said Plum.
Listen, Fun Plum, said Judy. Bill and I could use a rest. Would you mind taking the chicks out for a stroll around the zoo?
You betcha, said Plum. I'll show them the ropes, give them the skinny, the lowdown, the lay of the land.
Thanks, said the two tired parents. They hopped up into the great tree for a much-needed nap.
Rightio, pea chicks, said Plum. Are you ready for excitement and thrills?
About that, said Hampstead.
Uh-oh,
said Plum.
No thrills, Plum, said Hampstead. A quiet bit of exercise and, most importantly, careful and complete supervision at all times.
Supervision, said Plum. Ooh, I wish I had supervision. I could see the moon up close, or all the latest toys inside the souvenir shop.
Focus, Plum, said Hampstead. This calls for serious attention. These chicks are your responsibility today.
Uh-huh,
said Plum.
You are responsible for their safety, said Hampstead slowly.
Sure am, said Plum.
Plum, said Hampstead.
Yes, Hampstead, said Plum.
The chicks are wandering away.
Plum turned. All five chicks had indeed toddled and skipped down the path.
Oh, so they have. The little firecrackers?
Meg,
called Hampstead. Meg strolled over.
Hi, Hampstead. Hi, Plum.
Hiya, Meg.
Meg, would you please help Plum watch the chicks?
Hampstead asked.
Sure,
said Meg.
Okay, said Plum. But remember, Hampstead, the chicks are my responsibility. I am the responsible one.
Harumph,
said Hampstead.
Responsibility is my middle name, continued Plum.
Hampstead sighed and hopped up into the great tree.
Fun Responsibility Plum, that's me,
Plum called after him.
Meg laughed. I think he gets the idea, Plum.
I could go...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?